For the latest in Christian music, it's time for TRA News with the rockacrossaustralia.com's Cameron Want.
This week, Christians are well placed in the finals of the Music Oz Australian Independent Music Awards to be held next month. Aussie Christian singers endorse a campaign to raise funds for a documentary film on John Smith, and we update Young and Free's national and international chart success with its debut album. October's hardly begun and the race to the Music Oz Australian Independent Music Awards is well underway. This year's a little different, not only because there's an unusual number of serious contenders for the awards, particularly in the Christian category, but because several are also finalists in the pop, rock, video and dance categories. Music Oz is Australia's premier competition for unsigned musicians. The first awards were in 2000. Late last week, organisers announced the finalists for this year's awards to be held in Sydney on November 7. The hopefuls in the Christian spiritual category include Cindy Lee Bosky, Compliments of Gus, Silver Cities, Jade Diary and Judah Call. Cindy Lee has 6 songs in the category, including My Genesis and Deeper in You, and Compliments of Gus has 4, with Meteors and Yahweh being the best known. The band's current chart hit, On a Day Like This, is a finalist in the pop category, and their song Underground has been commended for rock. Silver City's song Lights is a contender in 2 additional categories, pop and video, while the song Seasons by Judah Call is listed in the video finals. Jade Diary's Cold Hearted gets a nod in the pop finals, while the Will Darling remix of the song and Silver Cloud are in the dance electronica category. Tim Dixon from Music Oz says the awards are a significant vehicle recognising, exposing and rewarding Australia's independent and unsigned music acts.
This year, the awards are in the same format and venue as the ARIA Awards, which are we're 4 weeks before them. Last year, Gaudier got the top gong in the world for sales, and he's an independent artist. This year, as well as other years, we've had very strong Christian category. We've had New Empire enter in the past, one of the top bands in the world. For those that haven't heard those, they should check them out. But this year, we've got some amazing entries. Cindy Lee Bosk, always rating well, one of the top songwriters in Australia. We've got Silver Cities. And we always find that not only is there a strong Christian category, but their songs actually extend beyond Christian, and they do well in rock, pop, or whatever genre that they also enter songs in as well, which is good to see.
Australian Christian singers Steve Grace, Vita Radam, David Willisdorf, and River Tribe's Mike Lane have joined U2's Bono and The Edge to create a series of online promotional videos supporting a new documentary about John Smith, the charismatic founder of the God Squad Christian Motorcycle Club. The film Smithy, Something in Every Hue, is in the early stages of production in Melbourne. Assistant producer Vic Campbell says it's highly significant that musicians would get behind Smithy.
I think that Australian Christian artists have got behind the making of the film because John Smith has impacted their life in some way. For some, he's been an inspiration. For others, he speaks about music and the arts quite often in seminars. So they've responded to something in his teaching, preaching, speaking that has motivated them to help us get to our target. Bono, of course, chipped in a very homemade video.
Campbell says the Possible campaign to raise funds for the project is in its final days.
We ran a Possible campaign for 60 days and it's approaching its end. We have about 120 subscribers who have pledged $32,000. We've got about 8 or 10 days left to raise about $18,000 to make us up to our target of $50,000 on Possible.
Finally, a quick update on Young and Free, the new EDM pop band from Hillsong. In the past week, their album We Are Young and Free has hit number 6 on the ARIA chart and peaked at number 1 on iTunes in Australia, the Netherlands, Norway and Sweden, number 2 in New Zealand, Switzerland and Colombia, top 5 in the US, Canada and Finland, and top 10 in Germany, Denmark and Spain. An incredible effort. And Young and Free's song Alive has been a top TRA for the past 8 weeks. I'm Cam Want for TRA News.